They walked out of Taco Bell in Ballard, Burger King in Lake City, Taco Del Mar in the U District, and Arby's in Georgetown. During the lunch hour on Broadway, dozens of workers and their supporters waved signs outside an empty Qdoba. They're demanding a living wage of $15 per hour.
Hold the burger, hold the fries, take our wages supervised.
Cody Cadden works at Burger King, where he earns minimum wage, $9.19 an hour. But he says he's capped at 28 hours a week because his employers don't want to have to provide health care benefits.
So, you know, my 28 hours a week, I get $800 a month. And I'm lucky that I live with my parents, so I don't have to pay a rent, and even still, I'm tapped out at the end of the month.
He says he's planning to move out in a couple of months, and that means he'll have to somehow get a second job.
And I went to college, I have a degree, and I'm going back to school, but it's really hard to find work, you know?
He says it feels good to be part of a movement. In other cities, organizers say workers at some franchises have secured small pay raises and more hours after demonstrating. Good Jobs Seattle is backed by several groups, including Washington Community Action Network and the Service Workers International Union. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.